Dreamscape presents Well Suited by Stacy Hart, narrated by Emily Wu Zeller and Teddy Hamilton.
Prologue. Theo. That night.
Hello, Theodore.
A very serious, very stern, utterly stunning woman stood before me with her hand jutted out and a determined set to her jaw, which was tipped up so she could look me square in the eye. The only thing I hated worse than blind dates was the use of my full name, but from her lips, I was disarmed and unexpectedly charmed by the formality, as if she were meeting a colleague or a second cousin twice removed, not a date. I had a feeling the context didn't matter. She'd greet everyone with the same businesslike matter-of-factness and firmness of hand. Six sets of curious eyes, her friends and my twin brother, watched on as I took her offered hand, but rather than shake it as she'd intended, I turned it over and brushed the soft skin and delicate bones with my lips. At the flash of simultaneous heat and aversion behind her steely eyes, my smile tilted higher. Nice to meet you, Catherine. Her palm, which had bloomed with a cool sweat, disappeared in a snap of motion. Wide, full lips the color of a stoplight flattened.
That's how the flu spreads, you know,
she said, wiping the back of her hand on her dress. I fought the urge to laugh, saying instead, I'd hate to be the cause of senseless virus spreading. I'm sorry. She gave me a single curt nod.
You're forgiven, and I hope you like to dance, she said.
For a split second, I imagined turning her around the dance floor at the swing club we were heading to. I do. My smile hadn't budged.
And I hope you don't mind me leading.
At that, my smile liquefied, brows drawing together. My mouth opened, then closed again when I could find no clever response, only a string of questions.
Catherine and I usually dance together.
Amelia, my brother's wife, offered helpfully, which answered at least three-quarters of my questions.
Some people say I have control issues,
Catherine added with a shrug. Amelia laughed.
It keeps us from getting hit on, too. They think we're lesbians,
Catherine clarified clinically. Tommy burst into laughter, looking down into Amelia's face with disbelief.
Oh, don't look at me like that,
Amelia said.
Pretending to be a lesbian is easier than talking to strange men, even when she kissed me in front of 100 people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?